It is Friday.
Yay.
Time for WTOP's Wine of the Week.
And this week we are traveling to the Rhone Valleys of southern France and back to talk about wines with our very own wine columnist, Scott Greenberg. Scott, good to have you here.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Sean. Hey, Hillary.
Okay, now we have French Rhone wines, but we have other kinds of Rhone wines.
Well, the Rhone wine, saddle up, partner, because we're writing. We are writing today with the Rhone Rangers of California.
Aha. Whoa. Okay.
So they are making Rhone wines or Rhone styled wines with the Rhone varietals popular in the Rhone Valley of France. We could just say Rhone, Rhone, Rhone.
Okay.
But from California. And they were just here in town a couple days ago. There were 20 of them pouring over 4 or 5 different wines per winery. So you do the math.
That's a lot of wine.
My homework was cut out for me.
So, are they different, or can you tell the difference between the French Rhones and the California Rhones?
Oh, that's a great question. Less with the white wines, more with the red wines would be my answer. I do think there are some differences, of course, because of terroir and of course, the different cooperage, the barrels that they use. But the white wines are pretty similar to the stuff that you're going to find in France, and that's what we're going to talk about this week. Next week, we'll talk about the reds.
Okay, well, let's start.
How about the 2012 Michael David Winery Incognito Viognier, now from Lodi, California? This wine actually is interesting. It got its name mistakenly. They thought it was a Roussanne, and they entered it into contests around the country as Roussanne, and then found out, oops, after they started winning, it's really Viognier. Uh-huh. But it's beautiful, laden with scents of honeysuckle, acacia, orange blossom, right on the bouquet. But then you get flavors of citrus fruits, green apple, a little apricot there on the palate. And this wine really possesses a rich, creamy texture in the mouth. The mineral finish just has great balance and depth. Beautiful wine, $20.
Nice. What else do you have?
Well, one of my wife's favorites is the 2012 Tablas Creek Vineyards Côtes de Tablas Blanc. It's a blend of the traditional Rhone Valley white grape varietals. This nose is just filled with nectarine, peach, honeysuckle, flavors of white peach, ripe apple, and then just a little creamy pear that picks up on the tongue. Subtle acidity supports a really nice mouthfeel. And then you just get this touch of wet stone and citrus on this long finish. This is a beautiful wine. $27.
And for Viognier fans.
Oh, yeah. Boy, wow, what a Viognier. The 2012 Zinke Wine Company Vogelzain Vineyard Viognier. This, just, oh, I love this.
That's why we pay you to say this right. Stuff.
It's a good thing I wasn't drinking today. The seductive nose of acacia, little nectarine, lead to a palate-pleasing flavors of creamy peaches and tropical fruit. This is a really pretty wine. Touch of wet stone on the rich, full finish. Just great depth. Let's have this with some grilled shrimp or something. I'd love that. $24.
Wow. Anything big? Anything expensive?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Let's talk about... Okay, so Joe Donnellan, he really developed this reputation in making big, big red wines, but the 2012 Donnellan Family Winery, this is the Venus Roussanne from Santa Rosa, California, is a study in finesse and elegance. This is a beautiful traditional white Rhone wine, aromatic nose, acacia flowers, wet stones, and then the palate is just full of lush apricot, peach. Again, you get those nectarine pops in here, and it's the mineral underpinnings that really grab me on this. Beautiful wine, $45, lovely.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Scott.
See you next week.
Mm-hmm. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of his wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.